Welcome, everyone, to Making a Difference. This is John Ernst. This is our first show today, so thanks for everyone out for listening. We're here to talk to friends about their business and what they're seeing in their community. Today, I have two really good friends with me, Chandler Mason of Mason & Associates. He's an attorney, well-respected attorney in this area, and Terry Channing of RightAlone.com. I've been doing Terry's loan closings for her clients for going on about 3 years now, and she's one of the best out there. We're here. My co-host is Mike Salmon. How are you doing today, Mike?
Good, John. I'm all excited, ready to go. Looking forward to your new show.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting times, I'm sure. I guess the first person I'm going to talk to today is Chandler Mason. Again, Mason and Associates. You people out there may know him as MyBaldLawyer.com. And the billboards that are out there,
the billboards for those of you that may have seen them and feature my face on the billboard, blown up to about 50 feet tall. Which whenever I drive by it is somewhat surreal.
But the first time I drove by myself, I was like, "Whoa, what's that, Chandler?"
The My Bald Lawyer campaign was the result of some extensive brainstorming between my partner, who is also my wife, Louise, and I, in trying to brand the services that my law firm provides. We are a firm that is focused on representing clients who have been injured. We have been very proud of our results and what we've been able to accomplish for clients. And so the challenge becomes in the environment that we live in, there are many lawyers out there. How do we get our message out? How do we let folks know who we are and what we do and the success that we've had? And so and how do we do it in particular when you're talking about hiring a lawyer? How do we deliver the message that, you know, some lawyers like ourselves are approachable? We take our work very seriously, although we may not always take ourselves seriously. So those considerations went into ultimately what became My Bald Lawyer, something that's memorable, something that lets folks know that you can't actually pick up the phone and call me and talk to me, and you're not talking to some high priest of the law. So for those of you that have seen the billboards, I hope you get a chuckle out of them, and certainly we've been real pleased with the results.
Well, I know you got some national attention on those billboards. You got some write-ups?
Yeah, you know, we were really very surprised. The campaign really went viral. It was picked up and blogged, and it went national. In fact, it went international. There was one of the legal journals over in Great Britain picked it up and talked about the innovation and entrepreneurialism of American lawyers and how maybe the British bar could stand to take a few cues from us. So.
Well, I mean that is a, you know, ongoing issue in the bar is how does the members of the bar get business in this new kind of deregulated way?
That's right. I mean, I think lawyers that are out there marketing, and I think most law firms are marketing, whether they're marketing through, you know, print materials, through newsletters, through mail contact with existing clients. The idea in marketing is to do it in a way certainly that is memorable, but that is also, you know, respectful of the profession. And I think certainly what we did with our campaign in My Bald Lawyer was to introduce an appropriate level of humor, but to also be memorable and to also certainly do it in a way that's respectful of ultimately what we do. And again, that goes back to, look, clients that come to me have real issues. They have real concerns. If they've suffered an injury that is keeping them out of work, particularly in this economy, you know, how do they get the medical bills paid? How do they cover lost wages? So they have real issues and real concerns, and certainly they need a professional to address that. But at the same time, in getting out the message of who we are and the results that we've had, we've done it in a way that says, hey, we're approachable. We don't, we're not the quote unquote high priest of the law. So,
Chandler, if I may, tell me a little bit about your firm. Is there a part of law that you specialize in?
Yeah, it is. It is all specialized on representing individuals who have been injured through the negligence of others, whether that may be in a trucking collision or some other situation where they have suffered a physical injury. And it may be a very serious injury. It may be a moderate injury, but it's had an impact on that person and their family. And that's what we focused on. You know, I come from a background. I worked in Atlanta for about 8 years before founding Mason & Associates in 2005. I worked on the defense side. I worked with insurance companies, and I understand how insurance companies and defense lawyers look at cases that are brought by people that have been injured. And I think that's important. You have to understand that. You have to understand how the other side thinks. And then one of the other things that we've done at Mason Associates, and we've really prided ourselves on, is we try cases. We want the best result for the client in the best time frame possible. And sometimes that may mean that the client is able to, with our assistance, resolve the case early on. Other times it may mean that the case gets filed, it gets prepared, and it gets worked up, and it is ultimately tried in front of 12 jurors. And that's an important consideration for any client, is at the end of the day, if that case needs to go to trial, will a lawyer take it to trial? And will the lawyer put 12 jurors in a juror box and ask them to do the right thing where the insurance company has been up to that point unwilling to do so?
Because that is the big issue out in the community. There's a lot of attorneys out there that are mass marketers, great marketing, get a lot of clients. And those attorneys hadn't seen a darken a door of a courtroom for many years.
Well, it's the statistics that I've always seen, and I don't know that it's ever changed since I've been practicing law, and I started practicing law in 1997, is that something to the effect of only 3-5% of all cases that are ever filed in court actually wind up going to trial. So, and I don't know that it used to be that way, but over the last 30 or 40 years, it has become more and more that way. And the reason that cases get resolved before actually going to trial and a jury actually hearing the case and returning a verdict, there are many reasons that they now get resolved. But there are those small percentages of cases that do go to trial. And I've been fortunate in my own practice that I've had many opportunities to actually go to trial where the offer from the insurance company has not been acceptable or reasonable. And despite the best efforts, the case is not resolved. And so you go to court and you put that jury in the box and you present your case and you ask the jury to do the right thing. And so I think that's important. And we've been fortunate, at least with Mason & Associates, that we do go to court and have gone to court when the case demands it.
Chandler, what can a client expect once they hire you or hire your firm?
That's a great question. Many clients that are hiring Mason Associates are for the very first time hiring a lawyer and have had no experience with a lawyer. That's a great question. What we do at Mason Associates, and we think this is the right approach and has worked very well for us, is it is absolutely important from the very beginning that the client understands what the legal issues are, understands what the issues with their case is, and that means providing the client with an overview of the legal system, with an overview of the case. And it also means being available at every step of the process to answer questions. I tell clients all the time, you know, when we get off the phone, if you've got a question 30 minutes from now, pick up the phone and call me back. And unless I'm in court, or meeting with clients, or here doing this radio show, I'm going to take your call. And, you know, I want the clients to make informed decisions. It's their case. It's their life. And I think it's critical that they know what's going on. There's a peace of mind that comes with knowing what's going on about your case, and certainly with being able to pick up the phone when you have questions. So communication is key. It's everything, while at the same time aggressively pushing the case, which means really from the very beginning developing the case, finding out who the witnesses are, putting your facts together. Every case that I take from the very beginning, I expect that that case will go to trial, which means from day one you're gathering evidence, you're looking at the legal theories, you're preparing the case as if it is going to be tried. And ultimately what will happen is that will make your case stronger, and it will result many times in a better result for the client. And in those rare situations where, again, it is not resolved through a mutual agreement, then you're ready to try it. So,
And I know a lot of clients have a big issue or concern about expenses and the expense of hiring an attorney. What do you tell clients?
John, that's a great question. In fact, my brother joked when we were launching the My Bald Lawyer campaign, Chandler, I couldn't even afford to hire you. That is a great question. Well, here is the really nice thing about what my firm does and what most firms that represent clients who have been injured, what most firms will do, and that is we will undertake representation based on a contingency fee recovery, meaning if there is no recovery for the client, then we are not paid anything. There is no risk to the client. So it is a great approach to take because for the clients, they need to invest their time and their energies, and we work together as a team on their case. But at the end of the day, in the rare cases where there is not a result, there's no fee that's paid. When there is a result, then you know the fee comes out of that. Any expenses my firm's responsible for, we will front the expenses on a case. So, again, a client, if we have to depose a doctor who's going to charge $1,000 to sit down for 30 minutes, that's an expense that the firm will front. So the client needs to commit, obviously, their time and their energy. It's their case, and we work together as a team. But financially, there's no exposure for the clients, which is a good thing.
And what are some of the mistakes that your clients do before they hire you?
Another great question. For any client, particularly who may have never hired a lawyer before, and may think it's a scary thing to talk to a lawyer. And again, that goes back to one of the earlier points we made, which with My Bald Lawyer was to say it's not a scary thing. Certainly to talk to the right lawyer, it's not a scary thing. There are lots of mistakes that can be made. Probably the biggest mistake for any client is to assume that the insurance company is there to help them. The insurance company, let's take, for example, a client is involved in a serious car wreck, and maybe they suffered a broken leg, and they're going to be in a cast for 6 weeks, and maybe they've had surgery on the leg. So they're going to be out of work for 6 weeks, maybe 2 or 3 months, depending on the rehab and physical therapy that they're going to have to go through. The mistake is assuming, well, if I pick up the phone and call the insurance company is going to do the right thing, and they're going to take care of me, and I'll be good to go. The insurance companies are staffed by lots of wonderful and nice people, and I've worked very well when I'm on the phone speaking with them. But the insurance company's goal is not to help. The insurance company's goal is to pay as little as possible. So the people that work for the insurance companies can be very nice and they can be very pleasant, but their goal is to pay as little as possible. So I think at least for clients who've been injured, the biggest mistake they make is saying, hey, I can handle this on my own and can get the right result on my own. Because they're particularly if they've got no legal experience, they're navigating in areas that they're just not have never been in before. So I think that's a big mistake. And one of the nice things that we do, and just to wrap up this point, is there's no cost to pick up a phone and talk to me. And I think to understand what the legal process is, what the legal rights are, there's a lot of comfort that comes with that. So. That would be my answer to that, John.
Real quick, Chandler, how big is your firm? I mean, how many is it just yourself and a couple partners? Or
no, it is my firm is we have two partners. We have myself and my wife, who is also an attorney, is also my partner. It is the two of us. We are Mason Associates. We, again, founded in 2005, and that has worked very well.
So we know we'll get to talk, you know, a potential client gets to actually talk to you or your wife. It's not someone who's just fresh out of law school, just learning the business.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. No, when they call me, they get me. There's no screening. They don't get a secretary or assistant or, you know, Chandler Mason will call you back at some time in the indefinite future. They get me.
Okay. Well, Chandler, thanks so much again for coming out and speaking with us.
John, Mike's my pleasure.
Before we let you go, make sure we give our listeners and anybody else listening to the podcast, you know, your information, how to get in touch with you.
Well, that's a great question.
That's the most important question.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you can go to my website, of course, which is mybaldlawyer.com. And that will give you all of my contact information, and that's probably the best way to try and reach me.
I love the marketing campaign. It's great.
You know, when he talked to me about it, when he was talking about doing it, and you know, he was like, I'm going to be on a billboard, and I was like, well, you know, I've seen other people be on billboards. It's, you know, you know, it's not new, but then when he told me the content, I was like, oh, wow, this is definitely something different, and it made a lot of news, like he had said, and a lot of people, a lot of attorneys talking about it, because us attorneys have had a pretty bad rap for marketing. You know, most part, it's been kind of shrill marketing, almost ambulance chasing is the words always people use, that everyone kind of assume that marketing kind of targets that mentality. And the fact that he did something different that is, again, respectful of the law, but yet gets a great message out. It's been the talk of the town, per se.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, as Chandler said, you know, you take your job seriously, but it doesn't take himself too seriously, and you feel you're approachable. You know, you're always intimidated to call a lawyer, but, you know, you're a great guy in person, and you're very, you know, very personable, so I love that. And, you know, you're doing a radio show, so really together you're both, you know, breaking that stereotype.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah, talk about personal. Terry Channing from RightAlone.com. She's my other guest here. Like I said before, she's been doing her I've been doing her closings for her clients going on three and a half years. And I have to say that every time I do her closing, it's as smooth as it possibly can. Her clients don't have issues at time of closing saying, oh, this is not the rate that I wanted or the fees are too high. Basically, I would go in, smile at them. They look at the paperwork. It's exactly what they thought. We sign. We get out the door. And I thank her for that, because so many mortgage brokers out there in which that's just not the case, where I, in a sense, have to argue for people to sign. So, Terry, again, thanks so much for coming out today.
No problem.
So tell me about RightAlone.com. How did you guys get started?
RightAlone.com was started in 2000 when we developed the internet site. In the late 90s, when the internet was just getting started, we had previously had our mortgage company, which was Twins Mortgage, me and my husband. And we saw the internet as a means to automate the loan origination system and also at the same time save people money, because initially that's what the internet was supposed to be all about, was saving money. So we developed the website and we basically eliminated the loan officer. So our system is designed with an automated loan officer. We've been using it since 2000. A customer can go on to our website, put in what he wants to do as far as his transaction, whether it's a purchase or a refinance, and get an actual live quote specifically for his transaction. Our website will give him all of the rates available, the closing costs, the payment, and everything.
It's now, Twin Mortgage, how did that name come about?
We have twins. So when me and my husband in 1992 started the mortgage business, we named it Twins Mortgage. Obviously, when we developed the website and launched it in 2000, it got a little bit confusing, so we just changed the name to the name of our website.
Now, you're also a family affair.
Yes, it is a family-owned business. Of course, me and my husband obviously own the company, and now we've brought in two of our children. Unfortunately, not the twins. They went off to do other things. But my son is a licensed loan officer who started to originate last year. And then my daughter helps in the operations department with processing.
Oh, great. Now, tell me some different refi programs that are available for customers going on these days.
Well, obviously, the last couple of years, rates have been dramatically low. So we do a lot of refinancing. The special program right now that people need to be aware of is if your loan was sold in the secondary market prior to June of 2009, you can refinance with little or no equity, or even if you're underwater. And majority of my customers right now are in a position where they've lost equity over the last 4 or 5 years. And we are able to refinance them and save them hundreds of dollars each month.
Now that's the refi programs. What's going on with purchases these days?
Most of the business lately has been with your FHA loans. The credit market has tightened up the guidelines in that, so a lot of people are finding that they only qualify for an FHA loan. Your FHA loans are 3.5% down payment, whereas on a conventional loan, you typically look for 5% down payment.
You mentioned earlier, Terry, that a lot of people owe more than their house is worth. A lot of folks, unfortunately, are underwater. Can those people still refinance?
Yes. The HARP program that's out, which allows you to refinance, actually will go up to 150% loan to value. So you could be underwater 50% of your value.
Wow. It's obviously a very unique time to be writing loans and be in the mortgage business like you are. Where do you see the market going from here? I mean, do you see the rates even getting lower, or are they going to start ticking back upward, do you think?
Actually, they've started to trend back up even over the last 60 days in that. We don't see anything in the foreseeable future to drive them down to new lows. I think we've seen the lows for now. Now it's more of a global market instead of a localized economy. So you never can tell what's around the corner, especially, with our economics and that. But the trend is definitely up in rates. So now is a good time. Prices are still low on homes. We've seen that start to stabilize. Rates are still relatively low. So this year is a good time to jump into the purchase.
It really is. It's almost like the two confluent effects that, you could get the most house right now for the lowest amount of payments.
Absolutely.
Going forward. What separates you from your competition?
The biggest thing would be our website, because a customer at any time of the day or night can go on our website and find out exactly what rates are, what his new payment would be, what the closing costs are. You're not restricted to a normal bricks and mortar lender where you have to get a hold of a loan officer who it may take him days to call you back to find out what the rates are doing. Our system is totally automated. The other thing is obviously the 30 years of experience that I bring to the company, and that I think our service is superior over our competition.
No, I've done how many loans have I done with you now?
A lot.
I think I've done about 4 or 5. I went from a 30.
Oh, you personally?
Yeah, me.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, me personally.
Yeah,
because we did 30 to a 15, back to a 30, to an interest
then,
only.
To a new construction
and such. So, and again, not just because I know her, I also go to the website, also put in my information, and I got the fees immediately come back to me, and those were what the fees were at the time of closing. So there was no, gotchas, and it wasn't just because I knew her and been doing business with her. I think my brother also has refied with you.
Mm-hmm.
All
of our business is basically repeat and referral. So, I mean, we take our job very serious because this is how we earn a living. And we make sure that every one of our customers is satisfied.
I'd say that's pretty good testimony to have John here being a repeat customer. And you talk about repeat customers. And how do you get most of your new business? You mentioned referrals, of course.
Repeat and referrals. And obviously, us being an internet company, per se, we do a very small amount of internet marketing. We are just now starting to gear that up. And that's one of the things that we brought my son, Stephen, in, the new generation, to kind of start getting more and more marketing on that.
We just heard what John had to say about you and your his experience with you. What would some of your other clients say about you and your husband and your company?
I think the biggest thing is we always give them the straight shot. We price very fairly. We make sure that everyone gets a very fair deal. And we always tell you the way it is. I mean, if something won't work, we tell you. Because you're going to find out from someone sooner or later. In that.
And what are some of the questions that people that are looking to refinance, whether they're underwater or not, what are some of the questions they should be asking themselves or asking someone like you, you know, to be knowledgeable, to know what they need to do?
In regards to a refinance, the first thing you want to establish is how long do you really think you're going to be in that home? And that's going to dictate whether or not you choose an interest rate that has closing costs or that doesn't have closing costs.
To talk about outside of just the, you know, your process and stuff, about the closings and, you know, scheduling and that kind of stuff, you like.
Basically, once we have the file approved, we schedule the closing. And it is very typical, as seen with John's firm, that the closing attorneys travel to your home to do the closing. You know, 10 years ago, closing attorneys had 15 offices in the Atlanta area, and we selected what one was closest for our customer. Nowadays, the closing attorneys can operate out of one or two offices and just travel to the customer, which our customers love because they don't have to take off work. The closing attorney, John, goes to their office to do the closing. It's very, very convenient. And the less resistance to the last portion of the process is favorable for everyone.
So having a good attorney, you know, like John, where the paperwork is done.
Yes.
And then you have your paperwork done. It sounds like the turnaround is very quick.
Yes. We prepare all of our customers prior to closing with the preliminary closing numbers. So they've seen their closing figures prior to closing. So when John would go to a closing, I mean, they're basically signing the same paperwork they sign every time they finance a home and that. So it makes it very convenient. And John does an excellent job.
All right, thank you, Terry.
And we should mention if they have an accident, John, on the way to the closing, they can call Chandler.
Exactly.
That's right, yes.
Well, Terry, again, for people who want to get in contact with you, how do they do that?
The best way is to go to our website, which is writealoan.com. That's writealoan.com. Or you can reach me at 770-606-0434.
Thanks again for coming, Terry.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks again, Chandler, for coming.
My pleasure.
Remember, you can listen to this show and every show on Business Radio X under the Gwinnett Business Radio link and on my website, AtlantaGAAttorneys.com. And my Twitter followers, I'll be posting this shortly. And also my email followers are also going to get something here shortly. You can, again, reach me at 770-291-2009. Again, 770-291-2009. Or my email, as always, john@ernstpartners.com. Mike, thanks so much for co-hosting again with me.
Thanks, John. Great job.
Thank you. I'll see you guys next time.